Good afternoon, everybody. You've got it tuned to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia, which is situated on the unceded and ancestral territory of the Musqueam people. And we broadcast to the unceded and ancestral Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh First Nations in the city that we refer to as Vancouver. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Jasper. This is Training Time. It is our Wednesday afternoon program, the time of week where I or some of my colleagues will hop into the main broadcast studio at CITR with newcomers to CITR and introduce them to the broadcast setup here at the station. We are a campus and community station, and as such, anyone can have a show here, and anyone can get involved in radio or media, because we also publish a magazine, Discorder Magazine. So if you're interested in either of those things, come down for a tour. We do a free public tour every day at noon, and all are welcome. Super low pressure, super laid back. You can just kind of get a vibe, and if the vibe feels good, you can do some free training. So that's what we're doing today. Thanks for listening. I am in studio with three of my friends, and they're doing some training. And I'd like to welcome Victor to the microphone.
Hello, everybody.
It's good to see you again, Victor.
Thank you so much, Jasper.
For a little context for the listener, Victor and I know each other. Victor is a returning host to the airwaves.
That's very correct, yes.
Host of Radio Waves Radio and Radio. Formerly Love Hurts Radio.
Love Hurts Radio, yeah.
Did I get that correct?
You got it correct, yeah.
And you're coming back.
And I'm coming back. Yeah, very excited. I'm not doing a show every week as I was before. I'm doing it every other week now. But yeah, I'm really excited to return, and so much music to play. And yeah, as always, showcasing local artists and artists across Canada. So yeah, really excited to come back.
Victor, when's your new time slot?
Tuesdays.
You were a Saturday night host for
7 to 8.
For a while, for about a year.
Yeah,
for about a year. Holding down Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the show, tell people about the show. Like, what's the vibe of?
Well, it's a show, it was based around electronic music mostly. House, techno, and just interesting audio, you would say. So it didn't really have a specific genre. I was very eclectic. But yeah, I did try to showcase local artists from Vancouver and artists from across Canada. That was the main goal. And yeah, spreading a lot of good energy. And that was basically it.
Well, I'm excited but, you're back.
It was so much fun to host it. And unfortunately, I got really busy with school, but now that I'm done with school, I'm just happy to come back.
How was your time off? I mean, I know you were focusing on your studies, but did you get a lot of
studying? Yeah, I actually went on vacation. I mean, I had a really nice summer break.
That's awesome.
But yeah, just falls around the corner, and I think I've enjoyed the sun in Vancouver. Now things are starting to get rainy again. But it's something that I enjoy because I can really focus on my activities and what I want to do. So
yeah.
I don't really mind the rain too much in the city. But yeah, I'm just happy to return and share some tunes and just love and energy.
I'm glad you're back. Where'd you go on vacation?
Vancouver Island.
Oh, nice.
But I was there camping for like 2 weeks. So I was like all over the place.
Wow.
It was a really interesting experience because when I go to the island, it feels detached from everywhere in the world. And yeah, I was just camping the whole time. So for 2 weeks straight, just camping.
2 weeks straight camping.
I've never camped that long, and yeah. By the end of it, I was just so happy to return to society. But yeah, it was a good experience.
Were you like sort of driving around to different campsites, or were you just backpacking? Like,
I was driving around.
Yeah,
just doing a little hiking here and there.
Nice.
Lots of trails. So yeah, basically middle of nowhere, but it's a very, very beautiful island. I mean, it's just breathtaking, and some of the islands off the coast, some of the Gulf Islands. Very, very nice. Would I absolutely recommend to anybody who's listening. I could recommend Cortez Island. It's a nice one. And Quadra Island as well. It's a very nice island too.
It must have been so nice to unplug like that and get out into the woods.
Yeah. It's just I felt completely detached from the rest of the world. And it was nice. I gotta say it's a strange feeling because you just don't know what's going on in the world, but at the same time you just enjoying not being connected to whatever's happening. It's just on your own frequency, your own wavelength, and it's a nice thing every once in a while.
Cool. Well, you're fresh from your nature adventure.
I'm really fresh. Yeah.
When's your next show? Next week or the week after?
I think it's gonna be next week. I needed to complete this training. Okay. Get a refresher on things because cool. I know some things have changed the studio.
Yeah.
But I think we're starting next Tuesday.
Okay, yeah. Tuesday nights. Next week, maybe the week after.
We're gonna iron it out, but I'm gonna be back.
Victor, you've selected a song for us. At least you selected an artist and I selected a song. What are we gonna hear?
We're gonna listen to Beyonce, who recently just had a concert here in Vancouver. I mean, she's one of the biggest artists in the world. What else can you say? She's very, very popular, but very, very talented.
Yeah, an artist that probably needs no introduction.
No introduction, yeah.
Oh, great. Well, here's Beyonce on CITR 101.9 FM. All the single ladies.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siam, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakuya, Talitin, Homasquim, Mustail.
Vancouver, what up, man? You already know Forest Fire in the house today, man. Listen, October 1st, Fortune Sound Club. We about to be in the west side of Canada. You already know what it is. Let's get it!
Ever considered going abroad to study a degree, work, volunteer, or learn a language? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center East Building for the Study and Go Abroad School Finder Fair. You'll find universities and professional schools from around the world, including Canada. Admission is free. Check online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information.
And you're back on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Beyonce on the radio. And I'm Jasper. This is Training Time. I'm hanging out with Lily now. Hi, Lily.
Hi.
Welcome back to CITR.
Thank you, Jasper. I'm glad to be back.
Some listeners might recognize Lily's voice from The Real World, from last season of The Real World, which was our Film Society program, which you co-hosted with Juan.
Yeah.
And now you are taking over The Real World.
Yes. Hopefully Juan will be back for some cameos, but this year I'm taking over and I'll bring someone new on board. So
cool. Do you want to tell people listening who maybe haven't heard the show a little bit about it?
Yeah. So as Jasper mentioned, The Real World is the UBC Film Society's hour-long segment. I think it will be on Mondays again this year from 4 to 5. And it's a show hosted by students, for students, and we just talk about anything really movie related, what's coming out in the movie theaters lately, anything we want to shine a light on from the past, and hopefully we get some people on, maybe some film production students this year if they want to spotlight any of the work that they're doing. But yeah, if you want to join me and chat anything movie related, definitely reach out. Check out the UBC Film Society Instagram and website.
What else is going on with FilmSoc this semester?
This semester, we've got a whole lot of screenings. If you've caught us in a good time, because The Norm, our campus movie theater, is kind of heading out of commission for a couple months.
Really?
In about a week. And so that means this coming week, we're screening every day. We're doing double features. Usually, like last year, we did a double feature once a week. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, like so many screenings going on. So check out our Instagram for all of those.
You're doing a week of double screenings. So two movies every night for the whole week?
Definitely. I know for a fact, Monday and Thursdays, we've been doing double features. I actually am not sure if it's double features for the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but there'll be something going on
wow.
those days.
Wow. Yes. Is there, what of all of those features you're doing this week, what is the one film you're most excited about?
So next Thursday, we've got Grease and Dirty Dancing,
great.
Which is a really fun combo. But tomorrow's Thursday double feature, we're doing The Virgin Suicides and
nice.
Melancholia.
Okay.
So a little bit of a different mood
Very
than what's coming
vibe.
At you next Thursday. But we're hoping to give away some tickets tomorrow night to the Priscilla film that's coming out. That's screening at VIFF.
Wow.
And so that's why I've got a song coming up related to that, because it's all about Priscilla.
Oh, that's exciting. So how do people win the tickets?
Come to our screening tomorrow.
Okay, got it.
And you'll
it,
find
got
out.
It.
Yes.
why is The Norm closing?
Construction.
It's like endless with The
I
Norm.
I know. The Life yeah. Building has got to get a grip, because like they're always up to something. So yeah, it's definitely too bad, but we're going to continue to host things in our club room. Events won't stop, so don't worry.
So if anyone's interested, where can they like learn more about FilmSoc? Can they show up at the club room, or should they go to the website?
I would go to our Instagram, and our website has all of the different execs' emails. Like mine will be radio liaison, but
okay.
You can contact anyone depending on what you have a question about.
Okay.
But our Instagram and our website, it's a good place to check. And then there's not always someone in the club room, but if you reach out, we could find a time where someone is and we can show you around the room and the theater too if you come to any of the screenings.
Amazing. What are we going to hear?
We are going to hear Elvis. Which one did we pick? What song?
This is a song called If I Can Dream, and it appears to be an official live performance.
Amazing.
Here it is on CITR 101.9 FM.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why can't my dream come true? Oh, why? There must be peace and understanding sometimes. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining, oh, everyone tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why won't that sun
Yeah, you're listening to Elvis Presley performing live. Looks like the late 60s for him. He's not really in his 70s phase yet. But while that's running, I just wanted to hop on mic with my third co-host of the day, Temwani. Temwani, welcome.
Hello.
It's good to see you. I haven't seen you in quite some time.
Over a year.
Yeah.
I've been out.
Temwani is also a former collective radio host member and collective lead, actually, mm-hmm. from CITR. And it's great to have you back.
Thank you.
And now you've talked off mic. We were talking a bit, and you were saying that you have you're working on a podcast project
yes.
at the moment.
Yeah.
I would love to hear something about it. If you have anything you could share.
Sure. So nothing set in stone yet, but I just have this idea that was running in my mind kind of over the summer. And I thought, what better place to showcase, like, you know, the idea than CITR? I was here about a year ago, but so the basic idea is I want to run a show, probably biweekly, where I talk about larger issues in the world, but in a personal context, and it's going to be called It's Personal.
Cool.
So, for example, my first kind of idea for like my first, just a little sneak peek, would be talking about climate change, because last year I actually took a year off and I was at home. And for those who don't know, I'm from Malawi and we had a huge cyclone. So I kind of experienced climate change on like a personal level. So I wanted to share that in terms of like my personal experience, how it affected my family and stuff, because we felt it. And other ideas that I kind of had. I mean, one of my roommates is from Ukraine this year. So thinking about maybe talking about the war, but like with somebody who's like been through that and other stuff like that. So that's basically the running idea. I don't have other themes in mind, but I'm sure a month from now, 2 months from now, more things will be coming up. There's always things going on in the world. And if you don't hear from someone else, you're going to get my personal opinion and experience of that issue.
That's, wow.
Yeah.
Good. That sounds awesome, Temwani. It's so great that you want to give time and energy to sharing your thoughts about these things with listeners. You know, it's not an easy thing to do, and yeah. But it's really valuable, bringing that personal experience to these mm-hmm. big subjects. You know,
huge,
climate change
yeah.
and you know, geopolitics and,
right.
and war.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like you're drawing a lot on your experience being a collective lead. Maybe for the listeners, you could just talk a minute about like what the collectives are like and what it was like to lead a collective.
Sure. So the collectives at CITR are kind of a chance for students to get together. And depending on like the topics that you're interested in, I remember there's a music collective, which is pretty big. I was running the BIPOC collective. I think this year I know there's Indigenous collective, I think. And so you can host a show, or in my case, we had a running podcast that was called Colorful Conversations, where we talk about issues that were kind of under that umbrella of, for us, the BIPOC collective. If you were part of the music collective, I'm sure you could run a show where you, I guess, showcase music that you're interested in, stuff like that. So yeah, it's just a chance. Also, if you're new to radio or podcasting and you kind of don't know where to begin, you could just sign up to a collective and the collective lead would probably show you the ropes, give you a chance. If you wanted to start your own show, you're also welcome to do that under a collective, but it's great because you can work with other people. You don't have to kind of do that independently. So yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I could have said it better myself. That's a really great overview of the whole collective sort of ecosystem here at
right.
CITR. And if you want to learn more about those opportunities, the door's always open. And the website has lots of information, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would recommend it to anybody. It was pretty fun.
Yeah. And I think it is fun. I hear people, like you said, it's a great way to, like, it's a low barrier entry point to making radio with other people. You can make friends. And then maybe, you know, you'll be like Temwani and you'll do that for a couple of years and then come and start producing your own show independently. And, you know, it can lead to all kinds of
right.
cool places. So,
sure.
Cool. Well, thanks for sharing all that with the listeners.
Thanks for having me.
We are pretty much out of time now, so we're going to have to sign off. Thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Your listenership means the world to us. If you want to get involved, we do a public tour every day at noon. And you can head to the website citr.ca and check out the Get Involved tab to learn more about how you can get involved. So we are signing off, and we will see you next time for Training Time on CITR 101.9 FM.